It's also 11:41. So I've been seeing reports that the sale of guns is going up. The director of marketing for Shore Galleries is Zach Stern, and he's on WGN Radio. Zach, this is John. How are you today?
Hey, John. How we doing?
Good. Thanks for your time. So where's your store located?
We are located on 3318 West Devon, right west of McCormick and Devon, in that triangle area between Chicago and Lincolnwood.
Okay, so you're in Chicago then?
We're actually technically in Lincolnwood.
Oh, is that Lincolnwood? Okay.
It is Lincolnwood, yeah. And so we are the closest gun range in the store to the city of Chicago.
Is that a big store? Is that a well-known operation? Do you guys do pretty well there?
We are very well-known. We've been there since 1956. We are one of the oldest FFLs in the area.
Wow.
Yeah. So along with the store, we also have a 10-lane gun range upstairs and our new training center that is just west of us.
How have sales been in the last few weeks?
Sales have definitely increased. With everything going on right now, we have seen a massive increase, I would say about 2 to 3 times, across guns, ammo, all accessories and related firearms equipment. People are coming in. There's lines around the block. It's definitely been an insane couple of weeks over there.
Lines around the block?
Yeah. Yeah, what? People...
What do you... I mean, folks, the store was there since 1956. Why the crush? What's going on?
A lot of people at this point are realizing that they need a firearm. They want a firearm. They have their FOID cards, and they've never pulled the trigger on buying a gun. And now they are thinking that this is a perfect time with everything going on, that they want to have an ability to protect themselves.
Well, can you drill down on the psychology of that a little bit? I mean, I understand if you have a FOID card, you've always wanted to have a gun, and maybe you've got free time now. I don't know. But it would strike me as also being a little irrational, right? Like, if you think about it, I know that you feel very vulnerable right now, but no one's going to come and take your food. So a gun doesn't really protect you from the virus. I don't understand why people would get a gun under these circumstances.
Buying a gun right now is one of those things that, you're right, it's not going to protect your food right now. There's still plenty of food and plenty of resources out there, but, you know, there is process in place that you don't walk in and buy a gun and walk out the same day. It does take a couple days to clear your background check. It does take a couple days to even see if the gun's in stock. The issues we're running into right now is we are running out of the firearms very quickly, so people are not able to get what they're looking for and the particular guns they've been looking for some time. It's better to have it than not have it when they want it. Besides the self-protection side, we also run a lot of training courses. We run a lot of philanthropy events. One of the events we actually had to cancel was for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Our Shamrock shoot was supposed to happen last Saturday, and we had about 65 people pre-sign up for that, and it had to be canceled. And we had a mass people come on Saturday and say, we still want to be here to shoot, but unfortunately, with everything going on, we couldn't allow that many people in the store. So it's beyond just protection. It's definitely something that people want to own a firearm.
You said it takes a couple days. Just describe for me the process. If I walk in there today to buy a gun, what do I do? How long does it take me to get the gun in my hand?
Sure. So you come in, you pick the firearm of your choosing, you fill out some paperwork for the federal and state side, and you undergo a background check. That background check can take up to 72 hours. We are seeing an increase in that time right now, going up to sometimes 5 days, depending on, we don't exactly know what that reason is, but it is taking a longer time. And then once you clear your background check and you clear your cool down period, you can take that firearm home. Besides the in-store guns we're having right now, we have a lot of people who are placing on our online store. Our online store has a much larger variety and people are able to get exactly what they want, but that is still taking 7 to 10 days. So there is a couple different variations of how these products can get into people's hands right now.
And what kind of guns are they buying?
We're seeing mostly semi-automatic pistols, shotguns, usually home defense specific weapons. But again, anywhere from other types of rifles. But most, I would say mostly handguns.
What's a semi-automatic pistol? What does that mean?
Semi-automatic pistol basically means you load it up, rack the slide, fire once, release the trigger, fire again, release the trigger, fire again.
So what does semi-automatic mean in that case then?
Semi-automatic basically means that the gun will reload itself. You do not actually have to go and reload the gun yourself like they did back in the olden days.
Right. Okay. So that would be most pistols then, right? I mean, it's not like you got
to
put a bullet in, You put in a bunch and boom, 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 boom. But if I keep the trigger depressed, it doesn't rapid fire. I have to pull the trigger each time.
Of course not. No. Fully automatic weapons are very illegal in our state.
They are very illegal in our state. So I can't buy that would be what I would think of as a machine gun. And even if I get a gun that looks like that, it doesn't fire like a machine gun. Is that right?
No. No. Everything is semi-automatic. One trigger pull for one round fired, including safeties that are built in the firearms, depending on the brand and model.
So what's your big seller? Like, I hear what you're saying, semi-automatic pistols. What's the one that people buy the most of?
We see a large amount of sales through Glock, HK, and Sig Sauer. Those would be, and Benelli shotguns would be our biggest four, probably.
Okay, hold on. Glock, close. HK, and Sig Sauer.
Sig Sauer, yeah.
Six, how do you spell that? H-A-U-E-R?
Sig Sauer is S-I-G-S-A-U-E-R.
You can tell I'm not a gun buyer.
It's okay. And we're here for you if you ever do want to be.
I'm sure you will be, but I'm very ignorant about the brands and stuff like that. And then the Glock, what caliber bullet does that have?
Glocks can range anywhere from a 22 long rifle all the way up to a 45, depending on the model.
And what caliber would you say is real common right now?
9mm is definitely the most common.
So is that a relatively small, medium, or large projectile?
I would say small.
Small. And then is it men? Is it women? Is it old people? Who's buying all these guns?
Everyone. There's no difference in the people buying. We have everyone from first-time gun buyers being of legal age for the first time all the way up to people in their 60s and 70s.
Still, something's going on here, right? I mean, I suppose you would have said that 6 months ago if I put you on the radio. You would have said, well, it's people who've waited their turn. They've always wanted a gun. Maybe they want a second gun, men, women, and people of all description. But they weren't lined up around the block a month ago, were they?
No. Again, our social distancing plan, our way to keep our staff safe. Again, our staff has been working around the clock to keep inventory in there and to keep helping people sell the guns. Have been our reputation, and as well as our training side. I keep going back to the training because that's just as important as buying a firearm. When you get that firearm for the first time, whether you're a first-time user or an experienced user, you need to train and be able to use that firearm to have it be the safest thing in your home and with your family. We really heavily push the training side of it with every firearm purchase we make.
Zach Stern's on the phone line. He is the director of marketing for Shore Galleries, which is on West Devon and Lincolnwood. So then what's the cost of one of these things?
Guns range, as cheap as $400 all the way up to, we have some very high-end weapons that can run up to $4,000.
And probably most folks are coming in under $1,000, I would imagine, right?
You'd be surprised. There's still some people who are looking for those high-end firearms that are hand-built in this country. Definitely some collector's pieces that people are picking up to add to their collection while they still can. There's really no rhyme or reason right now. People are picking up what they want to pick up.
And you're considered a sufficiently essential business. I'm just reading a texter who said, wait a minute, how is this company open? You're considered essential? You're allowed to do in-store sales?
Yep, the governor has allowed us to be an essential business. We are also a first responder and law enforcement provider. We have been preferentiating nurses, doctors, lawyers, first responders, firefighters, and police to get through the store to get back to their jobs to keep us safe.
Yeah, right, sure. But I'm not a fire. I'm not a police officer. I could come in and buy a gun too, though.
Sure, as long as you have a FOID card, yeah, you could.
You know what the most common text is I'm getting now? Probably people are buying guns to protect their rolls of toilet paper.
We've heard that. We've seen a couple memes going around. The toilet paper thing, we can't explain that. Why are people buying toilet paper as fast as they are? It's crazy times right now, and people are doing things to make themselves feel comfortable. And if, buying a gun is something they can feel more comfortable with, it's not a bad thing to have right now.
Well, that's the psychology of it, I think, and I don't think that makes them right or wrong or you good or bad. It just is what it is. If you're legally selling guns to people that are legally able to buy them, and having a gun right now makes you feel more secure, I don't need to drill down on your motivation any more than that. Personally, I think, you know, if you don't have $1,000 to spend, you don't have to spend it right now on a gun. Nobody's going to take your food. Nobody's going to take your toilet paper. It's not going to make you shoot the virus. And this isn't the zombie apocalypse where people are walking up your lawn and you need to beat them back. So it's not necessary right now any more than it was a year ago. But sure. I think people want it for that sense of security that they feel they don't have right now.
Yeah, I mean, again, we can sit and talk the logic of this. I think people, like I said before, people want something to hold on to right now. And if a firearm is what they feel comfortable with, and there are legal ways to do so, I don't want to stop them from that. You know, we are educating that every customer comes in. If you don't have $1,000, we're not pushing you into a higher priced firearm. We're trying to find the best fit. We're spending the time with the customer, trying to give them the best fit for what they need. Again, in terms of even just showing them how the basic firearm works to make sure they understand what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah. You told me off the air yesterday, did I misquote you, that you guys have sold in the last week what you sold in the previous 6 months?
We're close. I would say three months would be a little bit safer saying than that.
Yeah.
But we've sold quite a bit. You know, again, our partners with our manufacturers and providers have really stepped up to help us get the products we need in as fast as we can. We have continually, you know, built those relationships over the years, and now is really paying off, and we're able to keep these products in stock when we need to. Mm.
That's really interesting. Listen, I appreciate your time. I understand you're not feeling 100% today, Zach, but you sound great. I hope that you're well, and good luck to you all over there.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Zach Stern is the director of marketing for North Shore Galleries. John, what are they going to do? Protect their stash of toilet paper? The next text says, right wing radio, !, which I don't usually get accused of. So I'm going to take that as a compliment today, because that's not normally the team I bat for. But that's a guy who's in business. I'm not telling you to buy a gun. I'm fascinated by the psychology of it, but it is what it is. So there you go.